listen, think, learn, grow. Listen, think, learn, grow. Live, live, live.
This is the Spirit of Life Metaphysics Radio Program, exploring science and spirituality with Dr. Michael Kelly and Dr. Vicki Hunter.
Good evening and welcome to the Spirit of Life program for Wednesday, November 30th. My name is Michael Kelly and I'm here with Dr. Vicki Hunter.
And I'm very glad to be here, Michael, on the last day of November.
Oh, I can't believe it.
December tomorrow. Already. Well,
I don't know what happened to 2022, but, you know, one Wednesday at a time.
I know, for sure.
Mira can't believe it either. You know, time goes by faster for dogs, so she's just, you know, in disbelief. Welcome to those joining us live, as well as those listening in the archives. We appreciate you taking the time out of your week to join us. Spirit of Life is a weekly service and educational program for the International Church of Metaphysical Humanism. Our mission is to explore and empower the human spirit, as well as to explore science and spirituality. In addition to this broadcast, ICMH offers other educational programs that can be found at metaphysicsinstitute.org and tfuniversity.org. As always, we're going to begin tonight with our 9 abbreviated principles of belief. Those are 1. Do no harm, do right. 2. We believe in the indomitable power of the human spirit. The answers we seek already exist within us. 3. We believe that we alone are responsible for and capable of solving human social problems. 4. We are all equal. One planet, one race, one ancestry, and one destiny. 5. We recognize and honor the divine energy that exists in all living things. 6. We are physical and spiritual beings. Consciousness survives death of the physical body. 7. Self-acceptance, self-responsibility, and respect for free will creates self-completeness. 8. Metaphysical education and practical life skills empower the human spirit and enhance the human condition. And 9. Expanding human consciousness leads to human evolution and peaceful coexistence. So, tonight we were thinking about doing something a little different. Dr. Vicki and I were talking, and we thought, hey, you know, tonight Dr. Vicki's just going to take the reins and do the whole thing, and I'm just going to sit back and listen. So, Dr. Vicki.
Actually, we are going to change things up tonight, people. Not that I'm going to take the whole thing, Michael. But
what
we're
going to
do, anybody, we're going to start pulling cards right off the top of the program and have little discussions in between as it goes. Or anybody has a topic you want, you know, we can address it. Start putting your name in the chat room.
But, absolutely.
So before, while we're waiting for that, Michael, I would like to recommend to everybody to watch Ancient Apocalypse on Netflix with Graham Hancock. It is really good. So he has a whole different theory about the human evolution and where we've come from. And right alongside perhaps Ancient Aliens, you know, perhaps, but it's really, he thinks 12,800 years ago that there was an apocalyptic event that wiped out a rather advanced civilization. So, you know, anybody, if you watch it, make comments at another future program, absolutely, I'd love to hear from you. So,
yes,
I mean, just wanted to throw that out there.
You know, it is interesting, and it's interesting to think about all the possibilities, right? For, well, what, 100,000 years that we can point to and say that was, you know, physically what resembles a human skeleton, a Homo sapien, you know, 100,000 years easy. So, yeah. Of that, we have such a small sliver of recorded history. You know, if when Asians crossed the Bering Strait, I can speak, that's why I'm on a, you know, broadcast every week. That was, what, 20,000, 30,000 years ago? Not even, you know, over half of our existence was spent prior to that. So that's relatively recent. And it's just these kind of things open up the realm of possibility of what might have happened. So, you know, we can think about anything. It could be aliens, time travelers. We've had fun with that before. Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes I think, am I responsible? Do I find a time machine and start wreaking havoc? I don't know, but that'd be fun. It'd be a good movie. But
So Edward has just asked, what's the name of the program again? It's Ancient Apocalypse on Netflix. So. Mm-hmm. And in fact, you know, for however people feel, he was in an interview with Joe Rogan on his podcast that is on YouTube, and the fellow with him as a guest, I'm sorry, his name completely slips my mind, but he is a geologist but into sacred geometry, and it's a fascinating interview.
It is, and you know, sacred geometry is one of those things that's always fascinated me, and that's why, you know, I'm looking forward to one of the topics coming up in future weeks will be, you know, the metaphysics of math, or, you know, how math affects the universe, and sacred geometry being part of that. You know, speaking on future topics, I'm looking forward to, you know, that topic, a couple others we have stored. Also, we're looking forward to some guests, and I'm very happy to say that we have Dr. Zach joining us on the broadcast next week. I was able to twist his arm this evening. We were going back and forth a little bit, so we're going to be talking about astrology, and I'm going to, you know, it's going to be an interesting way to think about understanding people, and we're, you know, we're going to get into, you know, different phases of the moon, chakras, all that kind of stuff. So it's going
to
be good. Seeing if I can strong arm Dr. Mike here into joining us.
Let's get started, Michael, shall we? I think it is Kat, Dr. Kat, who is up first. You want to draw a self-discovery card, inner oracle self-discovery card, and then I'll back that up with a tarot card.
Yes, ma'am. All right, we'll get right on it. All right, so...
Are you muted?
I think, Michael, sure hope not.
Somehow I have no sound.
Hello? Can you hear me now? Anything?
Are you there, Michael?
I sure am.
Can anybody out there hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay. I got it back.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I got it back. I'm sorry. Oh. I don't know what happened.
Maybe the speaker just cut out on your... I don't know. Maybe. But I was wondering, like, I was talking there, and then you jumped in about pulling cards. I'm like, oh, okay, my bad.
Sorry. I have no idea what... Anyway, it's from my end, so my apologies, everybody.
Well, just... All right, let's just kind of reset for a second here. This is fun. We're keeping it live. It's like Saturday Night Live, except with metaphysics. But Dr. Zach, looking forward to that discussion next week. Dr. Mike, we're going to confirm a time for you. I just happened to, you know, connect with Dr. Zach prior. And looking forward to those topics. And, yeah, we're going to get into cards because we have a lot of names coming up. And it's going to be interesting. So, Dr. Vicky, like you said, I have inner oracle cards. And... then you're going to, of course, pair that with a tarot, and then we're going to kind of get into, you know, what is it, you know, some of the deeper meanings, maybe a deeper discussion. And in between, my dogs will bring in things that are noisy to chew on. So good time had by all. So
I'm just going to interrupt to say that Dr. Zach has said it's been that kind of a day, too. His wheelchair battery's completely died today, and Wendy's saying, right. So a few people are saying, yep. Jamil says, I lost time. It's those extraterrestrials.
I'm telling you.
I kid you not. I had a dream about spaceships last night. I kid you not. But I'll tell you about it later.
I'll tell
All
you.
Right. Well, you've got a card for Kat. Let's go.
I do. So, okay. Wendy, our card keeper, might have to spot me on this. I feel like we might have pulled this recently for you, Kat. I have number 17, reinvention. Let's see. Nothing is more powerful or transformative than self-reinvention, resulting in a personal identity foundation shift. Far-reaching and profound, such a personal reinvention shifts the foundation of your self-concept from external to internal, which in turn is vital to your future success and happiness. Re-examine your core values, ensuring they are healthy. Answer the questions, what do I call a good day, and what else in my life should be reinvented?
Well, you know, Kat, it's backed up by the Five of Spades, and I've always seen that as, like, success after the battle. In other words, somebody who might have gone through a difficult time or a difficult period, and that has come to a close. you know, and any of that stress or stressors that's been involved is, whew, that's over, new chapter. So this completely synchronizes. If you have in the past while experienced any of those stress, it, something kind of tells me it might have been ongoing. It's the path is clear now, and absolutely you're reinventing yourself. So that's a great affirmation.
I love that. And I think that when we think about reinvention, it's not something that just happens once, right? Don't we come to certain plateaus in our quest for greater awareness, and we essentially change as a person, kind of moving on to the next phase of our existence? Yep. You know, what is death but not reinvention into the next phase of life?
Absolutely. But I agree. Because I'm older and I can tell you it happens many times.
I mean, heck, I've been reinvented, you know, 3 or 4 times now, and each time my life is a little better and I have a better perspective.
Yep.
But
yeah,
all right. So let's see,
Audra,
and Audra was talking about the song prior to the broadcast. I'd caught that in chat, where bringing a tear to her son's in a play for the first time. So just wishing him the best. And for you, I pulled number 8, balance and order. With this card, balance and order in life or in a specific area is needed, is present, or it needs to be. If experiencing adversity, look for what is out of its proper order. Adversity is a state of disorder. Once order is restored, adversity fades. Moreover, self-completeness and success will ensue once order and balance are restored to the life leadership paragon and areas of self-acceptance, self-responsibility, and respect for free will.
Ooh, I feel this is 2 spades in a row, one for Kat and now one for Audra. Balance and order with the 8 of swords, Audra, it's just telling me that you might feel a little constrained. Like which way to go at the moment or what's next or what to do. And in this case, it's like you only have your intuition to guide you. It's like, you know, just following that sensory perception, like winging it. Oh, I don't know. I'll just wing it today. I don't know what's going to happen. That's not a bad thing. I think that it's just kind of telling you to, you know, be in the moment, keep that balance, keep the order, keep the rhythm, because those, you know, those moments of us not quite knowing what's going on in life, it's temporary, very, very temporary. And so I feel like over this next, I don't know, even these next 4 or 5 days, it's going to shift. So that's kind of like, that's again a little flash that I just had there, Audra, of hang in there one day at a time. That's what I want to say.
All right.
So that's a positive, too. It's just acknowledging what's going on.
All right. Very nice. So I'm just trying to catch up on my own list here, too, because we do have some names kind of piling in. And I believe Dr. Kevin is next, if I was able to hunt that down correctly.
That's what I have, too.
All right.
We're good.
All right. We are in sync. Dr. Kevin, I have number 5 for you, Law of Control. Differences are inevitable. Diversity is desirable. The law of control says you cannot change or control others, but you can have a positive impact or influence. Control only that to which you are entitled to control. Do not give unsolicited advice. Respect that everyone has the same rights to self-creation and decisions. You can accept present circumstances as they are, lobby for change, or leave.
All right, so the 3 of clubs. Kevin, I like this. It's you're looking into the future. You're looking at the direction that you want to go. And you want it to be the path of least resistance kind of thing. It's how do I get there? Sometimes it's just having the target, not worrying about how you get there. It's just one step at a time. So manage one step at a time. That kind of falls into the law of control, that you can't control everything and how you get there. Kevin, it's feel your way like through one thing at a time, and it will kind of lead to it. You know, that's true, Michael, isn't it? That we plot out a plan and then we determine how everything that's going to happen to the goal. And life will have its way with us. You know, you just sometimes we have to wing it. And, you know, just keep doing the work, keep investing ourselves. So I that's the message to you, Kevin. It's law of control is you can't control it all. Just keep, you know, that project for yourself the goal and get about the doing to get there. That's a, it's a good message.
It is. You know, I'll say the law of control is really helped me a lot because for a long time I kind of had this thing, you know, things that I could control, I didn't worry about, you know, because if I could control it, I could, you know, do something about it. But what drove me crazy were things I couldn't control. I'm talking anything from, you know, society, events outside of my power, you know, illness, things like that, or even just existential things.
Yeah.
But, you know, just thinking about this and putting things in its proper place was, you know, transformative for me and Mira here too. So.
Yeah. That's Mira. She's right in the conversation there, Michael.
Oh, those Huskies are talkative. I tell you what.
You know, I just want to interrupt our before we lose this in the feed here. Dr. Mike has mentioned something on math. He says, "Okay, quote a word on math. Math is based on axioms that which cannot be proved. So, how do we know that math is absolute?" Okay. Yeah. End quote. We'll have to bring that up when we have him the program.
Absolutely. And, you know, I think that's a great – and, yeah, I wanted to touch on that too. But a great thing to kind of engage in on the on the broadcast here. And that, looking forward to it. But, all right. And I think back
to it.
Hey,
we have Jamil next, I think.
That's what I have as well. And, Jamil, I have number 42 for you tonight, trust and integrity. Integrity means being true to oneself, intuitively and sensibly. It is adherence to moral and ethical principles, soundness of moral character, and honesty. A trust betrayed loses integrity, and trust without integrity is empty. Trust, along with communication, is one of the two most important relationship traits. Move forward with integrity, remaining steadfast in the greatest relationship of all, yourself.
And I got the Ace of Diamonds in support of that. And I don't know why I'm feeling this familiarity in this case. I don't know if it was somebody else last week or it's for Jamil. But trust and integrity with the Ace of Diamonds or Ace of Pentacles to me is about business, work, money, and, you know, maintaining that trust and integrity. I don't know. Some people walk on that edge of ethics. I'm not saying you are, Jamil, but you might be working with or alongside others who have questionable ethics, and this is just reminding you to stay in your own lane. In other words, don't let anybody encourage you to be the driver of the car when they're up to no good.
So, yeah, no backseat drivers in life.
No. So that's what I'm saying, and that... And moving forward, you've got this. I feel like some really good turn of events for you financially. So stay with your goal and the direction that you're in right now, and it works out just fine. Probably better than fine.
Absolutely. Yeah. You know, one of those things about we cannot predict the outcome of events. So, well, except for Dr. Ricky, but so you know. Things that hurt might end up, you know, paying dividends later in ways we couldn't expect. But all right, we have Dr. Edward next. Dr. Edward, I have number 45, inspiration and motivation.
I like that one.
Inspiration and motivation come from hope. Motivation means finding a meaningful reason to do something. Look within for inspiration leading to motivation by reflecting on your goals and the life you want to live. Drive and accomplishment may be missing from your life, or your life may revolve too heavily around it. Remain balanced, inspired, and motivated with the vigor of positive energy.
Oh, I like this Wheel of Fortune. I think there's a show about that, Michael.
I haven't heard of it. That can't be true.
Look, when you have inspiration and motivation with the Wheel of Fortune, that's encouraging you to do something out of your comfort zone. you know, feeling inspired. You know, I think we all get in that where, you know, it's kind of life just carries on, goes along. You got to do something to spice it up. And whether that's, taking a short little trip or a hike or visiting or, sometimes for some people it's as simple as going to a movie, right? But it's just to do something outside what you normally would do within a week. So, but it's also about taking chances. Maybe this is something that you want to challenge yourself with, something you don't really, you've never thought about doing for yourself. So it's, it's kind of like do something inspirational for yourself. So.
Yeah,
kind of that.
Wait, I like it.
You know, I have to have those conversations with myself once in a while, too. Vicki, this is getting a little bit mundane.
Yeah.
Yeah,
we've been there. But our card keeper, Wendy, pointed out that Dr. Edward had had this card prior, if I'm not mistaken. The chat's going fast. Might be misreading it, but we've had a couple of repeats tonight, so it's very interesting. Yeah. I love those patterns. Something we might get into on the math discussion, huh?
Yeah,
and
that's for sure.
We have our card keeper, Wendy, up next.
We do.
And Wendy, I have number two for you, esteem and validation. Let's see. Self-esteem is self-worth based on internal expectations and validation, not to be confused with them esteem, which is self-worth based on external expectations and validation. That is what others think. High self-confidence is not the same as high self-esteem. Self-validation is the highest regard you give to yourself. Fully experience the truths of your own path.
Oh, I love this Seven of Hearts. So in tarot, the Seven of Cups would be, you know, that kind of what's an illusion versus what's real. But it is also about making dreams. So when I see esteem and validation, the Seven of Hearts, it's follow your own dream and not letting others influence your dreams or telling you how hard that might be or how difficult that might be. And of course, you know, all advice is worthy of a listen, but don't let that deter you from what you see ahead. And honestly, I don't know why you don't have a catering business, Wendy. Even if it's a weekend catering thing, I know you have a very busy life, but some of the pictures that Wendy puts up on Facebook, you know, about her cooking, I said, whoa. So she just posted in the feed that she had that card August 3rd. Esteem, validation, it's that support for yourself, knowing who you are, feeling confident in that, and, you know, move forward. So keep your dreams alive, Wendy. Keep your dreams alive.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, you're one that does so much for others. You know, make sure to do for yourself, too. And, you know, Wendy, I know that if you do start a culinary business of some kind, Dr. Vicky's going to try to talk you into going to Canada, but don't listen. Florida has a lot more tourism. You come down here. All right.
You're funny. That's funny. I was going to say, if it wasn't for the cost of shipping, I'd be ordering from her.
Hey, you know, the new HelloFresh, but all right.
There you go. All right, have Deb next.
Deb. Tonight I have number 13, positive consciousness. It is our soul's natural inclination to be positive. Therefore, positive consciousness transcends positive thinking. As human beings, we can find ourselves with a need to filter negativities and ill will. Be at peace with your natural self and continue displaying goodwill towards others. Don't hate or hold hatred in your heart. Maintain your positive attitude even in the face of obstacles and discouragements, for they are temporary.
I got the Empress in support of that, Deb. I love that. So the Empress is a seed planter. You know, it's the fertilizes the ground. You can take it literally, you know, on the card of fertility. But in this case, positive consciousness, the Empress, it's about maybe somebody's giving you an idea. It's not just, you know, the motivation, kind of how upbeat you might be for others and support them, but also somebody might be giving you a couple of ideas. So I would just like to say, is stay in that positive vein, be open to new ideas, but certainly you're acknowledged here in what you do for others. So, you know, keep going forward. And I want to say, remind people, don't listen to the haters. You know, there's so much of that out there these days, Michael. You know, there's always somebody wanting to criticize or, you know, poke holes in dreams. And never mind those people. Only be surrounded by people who support your growth, you know. And,
yeah.
And that's, you know, that's the bottom line.
You know. And that's very true. And, you know, one thing I want to kind of touch on when it comes to positive consciousness, you know, right there, it's the soul's natural inclination to be positive. So we hear a lot about how humans have a negativity bias. We're drawn to negative news, to negative thought, to worrying about the future. Mm-hmm. You can't discount that. There's reality to that. But let's not look at the flip side. The only way we have progressed, we make it through day by day by day, is through hope. Hope in a willingness to try to improve ourselves and the world around us. And that's the natural positivity that allows us to grow, to survive, and to get to where we are now.
Oh, wonderfully said, Michael. I love that. Okay, we have Dr. Mike.
All right, Dr. Mike.
What do you got for Mike there?
Well, I think you're going to like this one. And I think that Dr. Mike, your name is the last one I saw. So, Dr. Vicky, if you can make correct me on that if I'm wrong.
No, we have Jim. Oh, I had Jamil twice and Tabitha.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. So, Dr. Mike, I have another wild card number 8, freedom. Freedom is a state of being. It is an unencumbered mind that can remain open and move forward. Freedom is the ability to recreate the self, shedding old ideas that no longer serve any purpose for present and future evolution. Freedom is the knowing of who and what one is as a free and sovereign being of the universe. Freedom means one can be or do anything one wants within the limits of do no harm and do right.
I got the 4 of clubs, Mike. And, you know, if in most cases, the 4 of clubs is the only marriage card that I see in all of the tarot. Now, having said that, it can also mean commitment, partnership, allies, agreements, promises, you know, that sort of a thing, where in exchange with others. So what I'm seeing here is you still have your freedom, even with, you know, with partnerships or other endeavors that you're working alongside those with. So, for instance, if you had a business with somebody, you would still have your personal freedom within that. So if it is that you're looking at a venture or something to do, you might be worried a little about your autonomy and, you know, your freedom to speak on your own behalf. And this is just saying that you still have that. So I feel like something's coming up where you may well have a partnership of some kind, or look to that in a project. And my feeling is it's a really good partnership. In other words, a good marriage. So that's what I got to say about it, Michael.
I like it. I can't top that. But excellent. So next, and I believe last for the evening, we have Tabitha. And Tabitha, I have number 27, gains. And Wendy, if you can spot me on this, I don't know if we pulled this one in quite some time. All right, number 27, gains. Every choice and action has a trade-off and result. What are you willing to trade for this result or gain? A secondary gain has a price for getting what we want, and that price is denial of the truth of a situation or a behavior. This may be a time to assess if something needs to be traded for improved benefits. Healthy decisions are sure to bring about positive results and satisfying gains.
Tabitha, I got the Jack of Hearts in support of that. Now, that's an interesting one. So I'm going to pull it here. And then the Ace of Hearts. Oh. So the reward here is fulfillment. Not so much in the physical or possessions, perhaps. The gains here is a full heart. And what I want to say is maybe there's been a healing of some kind in the past that is resolved, and there's a freedom kind of there. And this, when I see the Jack and the Ace of Hearts, I'm feeling that's you, and this freedom to be more open and loving in a situation that you're now encountering, or seeing another side of yourself. So while that's it's quite liberating, and that's how I feel about, you know, those messages. So I feel like it's there's some good stuff happening for you, Tabitha. And, you know, that's really empowering for you when you're free to be you. And I know it's so cliche to say, but to love yourself, whew, it's like life after, you know, healthy, life after healing. And it's this new affirmation. So good for you. That's awesome.
All right.
So now, okay, Dr. Micah said, wife of 49 years. When I was talking about that partnership of some kind, like a good marriage, I was meaning in some endeavor. I wasn't making mention of the wife. However, a good marriage, he's saying he's been married for 49 years, so that's the way I'll take that. So just a clarity on there. Yeah.
All right. And, all right. You know, I hadn't thought we had pulled that card in a while. Wendy pointed out we did pull that in July for Jamil. I like that, you know, two hearts in a row, and just, you know, the interesting, you know, the kind of the interesting insights into that. But, you know,
I want to say thanks for the feedback, everybody.
Yeah.
I know those who listen in the archives don't have the benefit of what's going on in the chat, but from my point of view, and I'm sure yours too, Michael, is that people can relate to the comments made, and you know, thanks. I know I've said this many times before, but that's good for me. I mean, I'm just, you know, on a wing and a prayer here, right? So talking to the air. So when somebody says, yeah, I can relate to that, and even Tabitha, what we just said here in Gaines, and, you know, that Jack and Ace of Hearts, she's had recently had an experience, and she's wanting to let go, and, you know, about forgiving and moving on. And that's awesome, Tabitha. So thanks, you know, for confirming that. And again, the other, you know, the other comments, it's appreciated.
It is. You know, this wouldn't be what it is without you here, too. You know, this... And it, I thank you, you know, absolutely thank you. We love this community that we're building. You know, I kind of borrowed this from places I've heard it, but I love the idea of it, you know, a community of the curious people, the power of curiosity, bringing people together to explore. A lot of times it's just, you know, thought experiments, but it's to explore what is possible. You know, what are the bounds of this reality?
Yeah, Dr. Kevin has just asked, is it possible to relate to someone else's cards? Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. You know, many a time I pulled a card and read it to somebody else. I'm like, yeah, that really hits home. But,
sure.
You know, I love doing little things like this where we kind of step outside the normal routine. And, you know, this has been fun. I really enjoyed this, and I hope that you have too. You know, Dr. Vicky, wouldn't be here without you, so I thank you for that, and just really love this discussion tonight and how we could kind of go through things a little bit deeper, slower, and kind of talk our way through it.
Yeah, you know, it was something we haven't done before, and I thought, hey, let's just take, you know, give some ease instead of rushing and having just kind of that free evening, you know, to hang out together. It's good. So
yeah, absolutely.
And, you know, I'm just astounded that it's November 30th, and I know everybody's getting ready for. I know that the U.S. just went through Thanksgiving and those holidays, and now we're getting close to another holiday season, mm-hmm. which for me is Yuletide, and you know, it's just it can be a stressful time, and it can also, to me, it's a joyful time. Take it easy over the next few mm-hmm. weeks, everybody, with your shopping. You know, kind of pare it down to what's more meaningful.
Absolutely.
It's honestly not stressful for me at all. Because many years ago, I just pared it down to everybody gets one gift. The adults draw a name. Mm-hmm. You get that gift. It's really about sharing time together.
Yeah, absolutely. So, and, you know, I would just echo on to what you were saying, you know, copy it for more or less plagiarism, essentially. But I'll just say, and take the, you know, some religious context that people want to give the season, take it out of it, because it's not unique to any one religion, tradition, philosophy, because for the Northern Hemisphere, by and large, you know, it's a time where people kind of come together, you know, go through the winter and enjoy the wonders of being the human animal, the socializing with family. And I will say that, you know, when you're a kid, your folks would tell you, oh, it's the thought that counts and a gift. As you become an adult, that becomes more and more true. It's not about the amount you put into it, but if it's, you know, something funny, clever, meaningful, it reflects the relationship that you have with them. It doesn't have to be expensive at all. And enjoy yourselves. So,
you know, look, Kat has just said she has a Zen house with minimal belongings, and I love that, because I've been paring down the last few years, and less is more.
If you could but see the office I'm in, you would realize my philosophy are tons of knickknacks, tons of stuff, and more is more. And, you know, I know it drives some people crazy, but I do, I call it like an organized clutter. You know, I have my stuff and I have my memories and, you know, just a bunch of stuff on the walls and things. But I almost, I do envy the more, you know, Zen, the more, you know, I was going to use words like austere and Spartan, but I don't like those. They don't apply.
Minimalistic,
yeah. And almost efforts of clarity, you know, and I love that, but.
Yeah. Well, again, it's been a great program.
It has been.
I'm looking forward to having Dr. Zach on, hopefully Dr. Mike the week after. Wink, wink.
Mm-hmm.
I know you can't see that, Dr. Mike. But,
well, I know we had been able to touch base, and I would hope the week after, but we'll confirm it. Next week we are going to have Dr. Zach on. Looking forward to that. But so we had that little conflict, but we'll get it afterwards. And just really looking forward to discussion of, you know, some of the things you've been talking about recently. I want to touch base on the concept of math with you. And then, you know, we're looking forward to, make, in the future, kind of offering a variety in the way that we present this broadcast and kind of these ideas, having some more guest speakers on, maybe changing the format up here and there. Just, you know, keep it engaging. So,
yeah.
And he just said week after is fine. So, all right.
Awesome.
That is, everybody saw it. It's contractually obliging, so, you know,
it's
in there. So, looking forward to those broadcasts coming up. And again, from the bottom of my heart, thank you all. I look forward to this every week. I get excited when I get to do this, and that's lucky. I really appreciate it. So, that's probably the best I got. Dr. Vicky, any last thoughts before we wrap up?
No, I just want to, Wendy's saying, oh, we have like 20 more minutes. Well, we decided, and I know Michael doesn't necessarily like me to say this,
but you're fine.
He hasn't been feeling too well today, so we decided to kind of cut it shorter tonight. And honestly, according to Dr. Kelly, we're supposed to do it 30 to 45 minutes, but we take liberties to go the hour.
Oh, I can just go on and on and on.
So that's why we are kind of wrapping it up early tonight. Are part of the reason, because I know, Michael, once we get talking, you feel so much better anyway. So,
well,
then we
I
get
do
off and you'll
get energized. Oh, yeah, I'm gonna crash like a ton of bricks, but so you know, I'll wake up from my coma in a few days and then we're gonna get ready for the next broadcast.
Yes, we will. I just want to say, everybody, take one day at a time, all is well, stay true to yourself, and we have lots to look forward to.
Absolutely. Mere seconds that. And with that, I'm looking forward to next week. Looking forward to our chat with Dr. Zach. Until then, listen, think, learn, grow, and live. Good night, everybody.
Good night, everyone.